Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long in studio and on our Oakwood Heart Jewelers talking text line, one of the legends in covering horse racing, Dick Girardi. Dick, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Always appreciate your time. Dick, through everything, you know, throughout our lifetime and even before, man, the Kentucky Derby still survives. You think about, you know, people having an interest in something they don't know a damn thing about. A lot of people, they don't know anything about the horse racing world. Really don't. But they get involved with the Kentucky Derby. Okay, they get all dressed up. They go to a party somewhere or whatever. And they watch the Kentucky Derby. You know, and they hear them play My Old Kentucky Home and everything else. And it is that run. The survival of that is truly amazing today. Because we don't talk about the Belmont or the Preakness in the same way we do about the Kentucky Derby.
You are 100% correct. So 150 years on Saturday, it's the longest continuous running sporting event in the country. So think about it. Every year for 150 years, world wars, pandemics, you know, whatever it might be, they've always run the Derby. And what's fascinating is, as great as it's been, it's probably more popular today than it's ever been. In the history of the race, they have a new $200 million paddock renovation. They keep adding more seats every year. The prices keep going up, and everybody's willing to pay it. So, yeah, it's one of those American events, first Saturday in May. You know it's coming. It's a real rite of spring. And I was fortunate to be there 34 times for the Derby, and we'll never forget any of the great experiences I had.
Dick, what's amazing is I still live on the bayou, and they got three different events of parties for the Kentucky Derby. You know, you get all dressed up like you're going to the Derby, and you watch the race and everything. Now, down here, it might be just an event to party a little bit, but you see that across America. It is just an amazing run for the Kentucky Derby and how it has stood alone in the horse racing world.
No question. Look, the other two Triple Crown races are nice. The Breeders' Cup, I love, but there's only one of these. It's a one-off. There's nothing that can get the TV ratings like the Derby does. There's obviously nothing to get the crowds. And look, Churchill Downs Incorporated is a publicly traded company, and they just have this, you know, and they do a lot of things. They're involved in casinos and other racetracks, but their brand is the Kentucky Derby, and they know it. The money they make, tomorrow for the Oaks and then Saturday for the Derby. I mean, it's just an astonishing thing, but, you know, they understand what they have, and it's really part of Americana. To your point, it's not just in Louisville. It's all over the country and all over the world that people are holding these parties, and, you know, everybody wants to bet on it. You know, I was just saying to a friend of mine, I say, I hear from people once a year. Hey, who do you like in the Derby? I'm always hearing from. It's an annual event.
That's great. Before we get into the Derby itself, your thoughts on Bob Baffert. Okay, controversial, been a winner. No matter what, you can't take away that from him. And, you know, for most people in the sports world, if you ain't sort of cheating a little bit, you ain't trying. Is Baffert sort of suspended for life plus 10 years in case he's the second Lazarus? I mean, from the Kentucky Derby, because he is somebody that is a magnet, good and bad. We saw Vince McMahon do this, you know, in pro wrestling. Good or bad, you know, he wanted any publicity he could get. Baffert has become that lightning rod guy in the horse racing world.
He has, and I look, everybody knows Barrett after he finished first. He tested positive for a prohibited substance called betamethasone, which is essentially an anti-inflammatory. Nobody would tell you this. It's not a performance enhancer. It's just not something that can be in a horse's system on a race day. So, okay, we get it. And he had a couple other similar incidents in the recent past. So the horse is going to get disqualified because you can't have it in your system. That's all fine. Baffert's going to get suspended for 3 months. I got no problem with that either. And then Churchill Downs, which is really upset because it makes their race look bad. They go, you know what? You can't run at any of our racetracks. And one of them, obviously, you guys are familiar with at the fairgrounds, Troy Park or at Churchill Downs for 2 years was, again, not a performance enhancer. And then when everybody thought that it was up on July 1st of last year, they said, you know what? You're still suspended. See, I just find that really, really unfortunate. They've kind of made him into Lance Armstrong.
Yes.
And guys, he really isn't. That's just not fair. And look, all the people see are the headlines, right? They just go, hey, Baffert, drug positive, suspended for years. You know, he must be up to no good. But that's not at all what this was. And nobody who really follows the sport will tell you that what Medina Spirit had in his system was a performance enhancer. It just wasn't.
Dick, I'm going to ask you right off the bat, who do you like tomorrow in the race? It's a pretty wide-open field. I know in the past we had saw a lot of horses scratched late, and that's always a possibility that could happen again. But your thoughts on the maybe a couple horses that you think's got a real shot here tomorrow?
And, Dick, there's been a lot of line movement before you jump in here.
I should say Saturday, not tomorrow.
Yeah, there's been a lot of line movement ahead of the race.
Yep. Yeah, it's interesting. Look, I think Fierceness is favored, should be favored, the 17. I mean, okay. He won the Breeders' Cup by 7. He won the Florida Derby by 13. Those are you don't see horses winning races like that. It's like the football team winning 42-0. That just, it normally doesn't happen. So he's winning blowouts. To me, he's the most likely winner of the race, but not the only possible winner. Sierra Leone, certainly, if the race falls apart, he's the one that's going to benefit. He's going to be coming from way back. So I think he's certainly a contender in the race. But I do think Fiercest Guys is the most likely. I'll give you a good prop bet, too, from Beto Online, who I'm working with, doing a lot of the radio shows. How about this? Over under on how many lengths the winner wins by. It's a length and a half is the number. It's an even money bet, over under prop bet. And think about this. Fierceness has won his races, the three's won, by a combined 30 lengths. That's an average of 10 per win. He's only got to win by a length and a half, and that's an even money bet. And the good news is, even if he doesn't win, you still have the other 19 horses. If one of them wins by a length and a half, you still win the bet. So that's my favorite prop bet from Bet Online.
Last year, Bobby got Mage correct, so this year he's jumping on his own.
So now he's picking like three horses.
Yeah,
so he don't want to be wrong.
He's got two. He liked the two that were 10-1, and like I kind of mentioned with you, Dick, is that the odds have kind of moved a little bit here. One of them that was 10-1 was Forever Young. Now it's 17-2 via BetOnline.ag.
Yep.
And so, I mean, you're looking at, like, that's the third best odds right there. He also kind of mentioned
and Just a Touch
was the other one that was 10-1. But via those odds, they've fallen down to 12-1. So what are your thoughts on those two horses as well?
Yeah, no, I think Just a Touch was really good, ran second to Sierra Leone, who won the Risen Star down at the fairgrounds. And the Risen Star, that was the best prep of all. The winner comes back to win the Bluegrass. Horse that was second came back to win, or third came back to win Louisiana Derby. Horse Resilience had come back to win the Wood Memorial. So you guys down in New Orleans had the best Derby prep race in the Risen Star. So, yeah, definitely a contender. Lightly raced like Maids last year, only three races. But, yeah, I think the other horse you mentioned is also a potential contender. And look, the Louisiana Derby winner, Catching Freedom, is a serious contender in this race. He absolutely can win the race.
Dick, one of the things is, for people not familiar with it, and I had a guy that grew up not far from me where I lived, in Shane Sellers, who became a jockey and a pretty good one in the 80s and 90s before he had an injury. And he would always tell me about the amount of money spent on, you know, not on the top horses, but also horses maybe you got at a good price, but to maintain the horse at that top level. And, you know, you revel in the wins, but he says, man, Mike, is the losses and understanding this is really a rich man's sport.
100%. That's why it's kind of cool. There's one of the horses in this race cost $11,000 at the sales, where Sierra Leone cost $2.3 million. That's kind of one of the neat things about the Derby, right? If you qualify, it doesn't matter how much you cost. If you got the Derby points, you can run. And in that way, it is kind of cool. But yes, it's an extremely expensive, to Shane's point, especially at the top level of the game, because the horse might have to fly somewhere. You know, he's traveling long distance. You got hotel rooms. I mean, just to run a horse in the Derby, not counting starter fees and entry fees and everything else, you're probably in hotels and seats, and nothing's free. They're not giving away. There are no free giveaways here. If you're an owner, you're buying your tickets at Churchill Downs. They're not giving away anything. So you could be at $100,000 before the horse ever runs in a race.
Good gracious. And it's also, too, like he says, maintaining that horse. And, you know, it's just not one person. Okay, you got a trainer. You got somebody kind of take him out, you know, and he's washing him, taking care of him. You got a doctor. Yep. You got everything around him. And he said, it's like a big kid that you're taking care of.
Exactly. And obviously they're animals. They can't take care of themselves. And these aren't like dogs or cats, pets you have in your home. These are large 1,000-pound animals. They need a ton of attention. They're very fragile. They eat all the time. They need vet care. As you said, they have grooms. They have hot walkers. They have all the people that are involved in it. It's actually an astonishing ecosystem that the racetrack, with all the people that are involved in just the care of one horse. So yes, if you're going to be an owner of a racehorse, most owners are going to lose money. You got to be look at it as a hobby, something to have fun with. And I always say it's like buying a 1,000-pound lottery ticket. That's what you're dealing with here. You just hope that maybe yours is the one, you know, you have catching freedom, the Louisiana Derby winner this year. They bought for, let's see, I'm looking at him. They bought him for $575,000, but he's won $877,000. So, you know, they're ahead of the game. But Sierra Leone, we talked about $2.3 million. But West Saratoga's the coolest. They bought him for $11,000. And he's earned $460,000. That's the return on investment.
Exactly. And, you know, you talked about difference, cats, dogs, everything else. But, man, one thing I do know with a horse, almost like they got a mind of their own. Any other animal you around, you don't think how smart these animals are. And, you know, if they think you bother them, they let you know real quick
they got
you bother
too.
Them. And I used to have horses not far from where I lived, and there were always, we'd call them the bolters. Okay, you know, for some horses there, they'd come up because they thought they were getting fed. Okay, and sure. They were good with sure. that if you will feed them. But they always had a couple. Even if you had food, they would bolt out of there if you got within 20 yards of them. They didn't want to have nothing to do with anybody. They lived all in their own little world. And you got to almost, the egos of those horses are all different. Personalities, egos, everything.
That's how the trainers earn their money, right? Trying to corral those horses, get them to the point where you can have some control, and then get them in a horse race where there's all these other horses around them and give their best effort. It's a very complicated profession to try to get these horses to race and race correctly. That's why when you see somebody win one of these big races, the emotion is overwhelming because it's just so hard.
Dick, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Great insights always, and always appreciate it, buddy.
You got it. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All righty. Dick Girardi, one of the legends in covering horse racing for Bet Online.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows.
Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.